Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxton, for Faith Alive, the Process of There. And this 15-minute radio segment, we're going to encourage you in your walk of faith and how you trust God every day in every situation. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we're going to become the light to someone else. We're going to become that which is necessary for them to receive Jesus, to empower them, to encourage them, to lift them up, to pray for them, to intercede for them, because God chooses unlikely people, and He chooses us for His glory, His purpose, and His assignment. And so it's a wonderful thing to be chosen by God for His purpose, His plan, and to do His will. We've been looking at people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals living in a different time, in a different century, but seeing the Word of God that is working and manifesting in their life, not being refuted because of their mistakes, because of their shortcomings. But as we study them, we learn and understand how they grew in their relationship, their trust, their obedience to God, and we know God as we study the Word. This week, we're going to go back into the believer's reward. We started this last week, 2 weeks ago, actually, and we're going to go back into this and probably next week as well. And we're going to talk about the reward of the believer, mainly because many of us, we get so caught up in our everyday life. We get so caught up in the things that are going on. And sometimes the temptation is there to live and to do the things that we do in life, how we treat people, how we love, how we respond, how we react, how we work on our jobs, and we treat our bosses or our coworkers in a certain manner that is more worldly than godly. And we have to be reminded that everything that we do, there is a reward in the spiritual realm. There is a reward and a consequences if we don't do what the Word of God tells us to do in regarding to how we're supposed to live. Because we are the children of God, because we have been called the sons and the daughters of God, and we've been empowered with His Spirit and His life, we now have to live and walk in the standard of God's Word. He's empowered us so that we can do what He's requiring of us. And there's no excuse. We cannot live in the standard of what we think, of our opinion, of our way, of our will, of what we want to happen. It has to be according to the standard of God's Word, because He didn't lower His standard when He saved us and when He redeemed us. His standard was high. Jesus paid the price. And because of that, we've now been empowered to now walk in obedient faith into all the things that God has called us to, commanded us to, commissioned us to, and promised us. So we can do it. We just have to remind ourselves that what we do is not like the world. What we do is to please our Father, to please Him in everything that we do. Revelations lets us know that the Word of God teaches us. Revelations 22, verses 12 through 13 says this, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his works. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Corinthians 5 and 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Revelations 22 and 14 says, "Blessed are those who do his command, that they may have the right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city." So we understand that God has a reward, that when he comes, he's going to give us that reward, and we need to be obedient in our lifestyle and how we act, how we treat people, how we love, and we're going to receive a reward from the Lord if we obediently do what he says. We studied before and saw that there is reward for love. There's a reward for charitable deeds. There's a reward for fasting and praying the right way. There's a reward for persecution. There's a reward for those who receive us in the name of the Lord, whether they give us a cup of water or they do anything for us, they receive a reward. So whatever you're doing for your pastor, the evangelist, the minister, the teacher, those who are even just ordinary people, whatever you're doing, and they're called by the name of the Lord, and they are now part of his, whatever you do, God is going to reward you for your labors of love. There's a reward for following Jesus. There's a reward of inheritance, which talks about how we treat
people on our job, our earthly rewards, the way we treat our boss, our coworkers, how we respond to them. So there's many, many rewards. We said we were going to talk a little bit today about losing our reward. We started last week, but I want to go into it just a little bit further. 2 John 8 lets us know that if we can lose our reward, and this is not talking about our salvation. Our salvation is sealed. We're not talking about salvation. We're talking about the reward of obedience, that crown that that Jesus tells us that we will receive when we obediently walk and endure to the end in this life, continually doing what he says. There is a reward that we're going to get. So 2 John 8 lets us know that we can lose our reward if we are being seduced by false teachers, by false prophets, if we allow them to teach us doctrines or truths that are not right. And this day and time, we see that people are using all kinds of doctrine to basically live the life that they want outside of the word and the will of God, and they're saying that their doctrine, their truth is true, and that it is so, and they can live and do anything that they want. They can behave any kind of way they want. They can get in the pulpit, and they can have all kind of conduct, and it's not the will of God. So there's a lot of false doctrines going on about lifestyle and what people can do. And if we believe those things, walk in those things, and start to live out those things, in our own life, knowing that that's not the will of God, we can lose our reward with Jesus because of that. So we don't want that to happen. We want to have a life that is pleasing to the Lord and pleasing in his sight, that we're able to receive a reward. 2 Corinthians 5:10 speaks of the judgment seat of God. It talks about the judgment seat, and it lets us know that that's where we will be judged for everything that we do in our body. The person that is unconnected and unconcerned about doing the things that God tells us, this is a person that does not have a vision for what God is saying or for his word. They lack a vision. And when you lack vision for where God is taking you and what his word is saying, then when Christ appears and makes known unto us what we've done, how we've lived, and he at the judgment seat, and we have not done what he said, then the judgment seat for us could be a place of grievance, or it could be a place where we are joyous because we've lived to the best as we can in this grace that God has given us. This judgment seat that we're talking about is not, as I'm saying it again, it is not the judgment seat for the sinners when we're talking about this. This is not talking about losing salvation. This is talking about the rewards of holy living, holy, obedient, faithful living for the Lord. And 1 Corinthians 9:24-27, Paul speaks to us about the crown and running the race in order to receive the prize. So we understand that what we're running and what we're doing is not for naught, that the life that we have and the life that we live now is by faith through Jesus Christ, that we live now for the glory of the Lord. And because we're living for the glory of the Lord, we're now running a race, and we can become disqualified and disapproved of if we fail the test that prove us and refine us. This is speaking, like I said before, of the prize that we're going to get for doing the will of God. The gift of salvation is justification. So we can't get the gift of justification confused with the results of good works, which is spoken of in Romans 4:1-8. The prize of the crown is the reward of endurance and suffering for the cause of Christ. Suffering, because we don't like to suffer and we don't like to go through, suffering is a gift from God because it is the key. It is the catalyst that God uses to prove us, to refine us, to make us. It's what God uses to get us in the place where we need to be. Suffering is a blessing that brings eternal reward. Suffering is also a tool that God uses, as I said before, to accomplish his purpose in us, as he did with his son Jesus. So suffering matures the Christian believer. In this present world, this present time, it matures us. But suffering also enables us to bring God glory in the future. So in this present time, in our present life, our suffering, what we go through, that we will be rewarded for. The persecution, the things, the tests, the trials, these things that we go through and we love and we do it the right way, these things bring maturity in our life. But it also enables us to bring glory to God in the future. When we endure, we are able to reign with God. And that's what we want. We want to be able to reign with him because we endure the persecution, the hardships as a good soldier. We do it, and we don't deny him in the form of suffering, because the word of God lets us know that if we deny Christ in his, as he suffered, and we are joined to him, and we're called to suffer, to reign with him, if we deny him in the place of suffering, then he's going to deny us in the fact that we're not able to reign with him. And this is not talking about salvation again. This is talking about the reward of the believer. This is the things that we want. We want to be able to reign with him because we've shared in a suffering for his namesake. We're shared in something because we were persecuted. We were lied on. We were falsely accused. And it was done for the sake of Jesus, not for our own, for something we got ourselves in. We understand that there are, we have a guaranteed blessing. We have confidence in the word of God when we do it the right way. And we understand that 2 Timothy 4:8 lets us know, Paul lets us understand that there's an eternal potential, eternal lifetime reward of faithfulness for those who endured what they went through in the earth. When Christ returns, he's going to have a reward for those who stuck it out. The crown of righteousness is a special reward to those who serve God faithfully on the earth and are called blessed. They are called blessed because they endured persecution, because they endured certain things in their life. Hebrews 4, verses 1 through 10 speaks about the rest of God. And the rest of God that it's speaking about in the Greek means Sabbath. It means that this rest that we're talking about is the rest that when we finish the work of God's kingdom on the earth, there's a place of rest that he's going to take us to. The danger that Paul is talking about in Hebrews is the danger that happened to the children, the old children of Israel. They did not stand. They fell in disobedience. And because they fell in disobedience, they did not endure to receive the rest that God was talking about. And this is the danger with the believers today. We can become so caught up in running away from the shared part of suffering, not wanting to go through anything for the sake of Christ, not wanting to endure certain things for the sake of Christ, not living a life, not showing love, not doing as he's commanded us to obediently and cheerfully, and we can lose the reward that he wants to give us. Revelations 1 and 3 let us know that we're blessed when we read and understand the words of the prophecy of the book of Revelation that speaks about the rewards of the believer, that speaks about when we endure. Revelations 14 and 13 lets us know that those who died in the Lord, that they've entered into a spiritual rest. And because they've entered into that spiritual rest, they are now with Christ. And they were going to receive a reward for the labors that they've done, for the works that they've done. Revelation 16 and 15 lets us know that Christ is coming as a thief. And for those who watch and keep their garments, they're going to be blessed with a reward. Revelations 19 and 9 lets us know that when we're called to the marriage supper of the Lamb, that we're going to be blessed. For those that are called to the marriage lamb supper, they're going to be blessed because these are those who now know Jesus and have become believers. Revelations 20 and 6 lets us know that to every believer that who has part of the first resurrection in Christ Jesus, they are going to have a reward. So we understand that there's many rewards and we want to be in there to receive them. I pray that you have been encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment in your life and that you're looking at your life and saying, God, make me pleasing to you in every day that I live so that I can receive the reward of every blessing. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you for joining me today for this 15 minutes of empowerment and favor life, the process of there, as we're looking at the reward of the believer this week. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Be encouraged and know that if God is for you, who can be against you? God bless you.